Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What is it like to be in a room where people are seriously considering and eventually decide to? What's it like to be in that room when you're having to seriously consider whether to investigate the President of the United States?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, look, we don't train at Quantico for here's what to do when you think you need to investigate the President of the United States. It's just not a topic that we talk about.
Well, why might that be? Could it be because it's not something within the realm of possibility that people consider? Could it be that's the reason why? Could that tell you something, Andrew McCabe, that you're engaged in something here that is outside what you should be doing, and that this should be a matter of impeachment, and if that's not there, a matter of the electorate, not you and others sitting around wanting to put into play this very dangerous 25th Amendment. 855-839-1210. The president has just tweeted out, by the way, his support for Nick Sandman and his lawyers for suing the Washington Post. Go get him, Nick. Fake news. And then he put, I think, a link to what they're suing under of what the Washington Post did. So today's a day to take a look, rather than just always outrage and feeling despondent, that there's pushback, as we predicted in the people that Bill and I got on. Robert Barnes was one, the DA in Kentucky, and now this big-time attorney who called this the new McCarthyism. The Covington case is a lot worse than Small Ed or any of these others. It really is. It was just such a narrative they couldn't resist. Kids from what they keep on talking about, you know, entitled this fancy school, white Catholic, wearing a Make America Great Again hat. The Post violated all. They were the lead here in this. That's why they're going after them first. And it was in Washington. Not looking at the full video and making this, bullying this kid essentially, vilifying him. Now people on Twitter are saying, oh, poor baby, your mommy and daddy, you're still entitled. That's what the argument is on the other side. So, you know, these things take time. Some people just get upset, outraged all day long and don't feel there's any pushback on it. And as we told you then, it is pushback. Now, he's not going to get $250 million from the Washington Post, ultimately, what they paid to buy the newspaper. But that figure is significant. That's why it was put in. That's what the paper cost to Jeff Bezos. I do think they're going to ding them here, though. Now, you could say, well, Dom, that's not going to stop the media. Look, these are going to be battles where there is not a, you know, declaration that it's over what the media is doing. But there is pushback here. There is tremendous pushback going on here. All right, so 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Now, this 25th Amendment, you're aware of how it would work. And last night, Tucker Carlson had on someone that supported the 25th Amendment and took him through the paces of how exactly would they get the president out of there. You know, who's going to declare this? What teams of psychiatrists? How are we going to do this? This is a very dangerous thing. It was well-intentioned. If you have a president like Woodrow Wilson, or you have a situation. Now, just before we go into this, so if you want to use this on Trump, arguably there were times with, if all the reporting is correct, with people like JFK, what he was allegedly using, given all kinds of ailments, That'd be something you'd look at, that this guy is not someone who should be president at this point. Yet I don't think there's anybody seriously would say that JFK should have been stopped from being president. I cited the other day when we had on Andy McCarthy, maybe you can make a better case with Nixon, given to the arguments of talking to pictures and all that. But we didn't see anything that Nixon was doing during that period of time that would justify removal. And can't you argue then that it's easy to start to see the president as such a threat, as so unbalanced, whoever the president might be, because of what they're doing or what you're afraid of, that this starts to get invoked? And shouldn't it be, we're thinking, who the hell are these guys, Rosenstein and the others, that they're going to be pushing this type of thing? And what would happen in the country if we go after presidents in this manner? 855-839-1210. I mean, criminal weaponizing impeachment for any president. You could see how this happens, how difficult it is. That's one thing. But at least impeachment is in there. So I think the Congress and the country have to revisit the 25th Amendment. They have to lock this down more precisely. It was all well-intentioned. We didn't think, I guess, that we would get to this point where it should be chilling. This is the first time we know of that this happened, that we had this type of coup. Now, of course, people on Twitter are saying, oh, no, that's not right. We had the coup, the Civil War, essentially. They think that'll be used against conservatives to say that. That's what was operational here. And you know the text messages that we have from Stroke and Page are very telling about insurance policies and what they're looking toward. So, again, we have the vehicles that are constitutional. This 25th Amendment really has to tighten up on the side of mental capacity and what that means. And I think that the mechanism of how this would happen, they would vote, then the president can make his case, and all this is all crazy talk. This would strain things beyond belief. All right, let's go to Patrick, supporter of the 25th Amendment, apparently, in Haddon Heights. Hello, Patrick. Welcome in.
I mean, if a person doesn't have their mental facilities...
Who determines that, though?
Well, you can determine that if somebody's working with a foreign power. That would be pretty clear and convincing to me.
Well, the mechanism is there. The mechanism is impeachment, right?
You Republicans impeached Bill Clinton.
Okay, and you know what? We could argue that maybe... the impeachment of Bill Clinton...
Lying about a Hummer or working with Russia...
Wait a minute. So if President Trump, if impeachment starts, which I expect at some point it will, Patrick, that's fine. That's fine with me. But why would you have to resort to a coup? Impeachment is there. Impeach him.
You know why, Tom? Because look what he's done to the country. Look, he's gonna invoke a national state of emergency when nobody says there's an emergency.
Patrick, you have no answer on this one. Impeachment is there. Why don't Democrats impeach him then?
They're going to.
Good. So okay. Wait a minute. The mechanism is there now, Patrick.
The Mueller investigation is not even done yet.
Okay. Fine. Well, wait a minute, Patrick. It's there. Why would we resort to go outside the Constitution with this?
Don, because this is not a typical event. Look at all the people that are indicted. How is it that you just turn a blind eye to people that are committing crime?
I'm not turning a blind eye to anything, Patrick. I don't hear an answer there. This ought to be dangerous to everybody, left, right, center. It's unprecedented what these guys were doing. And it's the FBI again. People on the left, or at least liberals, used to be on that side. And people might defend it on the other side. Now you would think it'd be universal. And I think when Lindsey Graham gets these guys, we're going to hear stuff and see stuff when they start ratting and going back and forth on each other, McCabe and Rosenstein, under oath. And I want it for day after day till we get to the bottom of this. I think they were all in this together. This is unprecedented. You just can't have the country go through a process as if Mike Pence in the cabinet, though. But it would leak out who did what. There were two cabinet members ready to do this. Based on what with Trump? What actions? You don't like his style. You don't like some of the things he said. Maybe he was cruel to McCabe, potentially, about his wife. Well, look at what the wife was up to. The Clintons backing the wife and McCabe looking the other way with Hillary Clinton along with Comey. 855-839-1210. So maybe Trump fired back a shot below the belt. Your wife is a loser. Maybe he said that. If he did, does that mean we get into this mode here of trying a coup on the president of the United States? Even discussing it is treasonous at their level. This 25th Amendment is both dangerous and kind of silly at the same time in the mechanism they set up. It was well-intentioned. I don't know. I have to go back and see if there are books, if there are material on the debate back and forth on it. Maybe it was in a different time. You know, what I'm thinking is it was in a time when we were still very concerned about the Russians, nuclear threat. That's what I think the context of it was. And we didn't want someone to be incapacitated and decision-making and who's making those decisions and what would happen. I don't know what triggered it, though. I can't find what triggered it all of a sudden or just incrementalism, because Wilson was a long time before that. And I don't remember anything particularly with LBJ then or early Nixon that would have triggered all this 25th Amendment stuff. And it's fine, but I think the line of succession is already there. Well, they were worried, what if someone, you know, is incapacitated, but we don't know and all that. And now it's mushroomed into this device where these weasels are trying to hijack it for something. There is no evidence by any documents that I can see it was intended to be doing this. Who the heck are they? That's why this stuff with Lindsey Graham is going to be vitally important. This might be the way through this nexus of Rosenstein and McCabe and I guess Comey ultimately to get at the heart of what was going on here. They didn't like Trump's election. They didn't think he was capable. He didn't act toward them in the manner that was more conventional. You'd have to concede he didn't. So what? You realize we have grueling elections on this. And you don't get to decide that you're going to take out the president and then you sit around and try to come up with rationales in your own mind that you're patriots marching off. Of course you would think that. I can't get over, too, that it was apparently 8 days in May. Got to see the film this weekend. If you've never seen it, I commend it to you. 7 days in May. Burt Lancaster, Kurt Douglas. Lancaster plays this general who thinks the president of the United States is very weak toward the Russians, and he is not just plotting, he's ready to execute a coup. And Kirk Douglas gets wind of it and how they stop that without the country knowing that a coup was underway because of how damaging that is. Well, here we just had a few people in the FBI, not an elaborate thing with military and everything else. We got to stop this guy. We got a couple of cabinet members who would go along with it. Who is it that determines mental capacity? You have like 1,000 of these psychiatrists and others out there, right, that have all determined that Trump is nuts, has dementia, something else. From afar, they've never examined him. They haven't done that. They're partisans. Now, they may kid themselves. They're not sitting there saying, I'm going to do this for partisan reasons. They allow their judgment to be clouded by it. They don't like the persona. And they don't like, in their mind, the Trump voters that put him there. And they just can't get over it. They won't get over it. And deep in their heart of hearts, they take a look at this Democratic field and they go, whoa, the Dom, one of my top commandments. You got to beat somebody with somebody. Who's that somebody to beat Trump? Tell me who that somebody is. If you're hoping for that, you tell me who that somebody is right now that would beat Trump. The only person that I think the Trump people thinks might be capable of this. And we got to see this guy when he really gets knocked around is Biden. And I don't think Biden can get the nomination, given the tenor that's out there today. So you tell me again, you can see the flaws electorally of anyone. You could say that Trump barely won these three critical states. You got to beat somebody with somebody. Who is that somebody? You can't just put it up there, Trump and not Trump. Nope. Who's the person? Who's that living, breathing socialist who can beat Trump? All right, more of your calls coming straight ahead at 855. I got more McCabe. And in a little bit, at the end of the show yesterday, we saw this. The Wildwoods in New Jersey, they made TripAdvisor's top 20 or so that I have here, best family beach vacations. You think family when you think of the Wildwoods. Rehoboth Beach is in here. And Ocean City, Maryland. I don't see Ocean City, New Jersey in here. Also, it's starting to snow a little bit harder here in downtown Philadelphia. Still nothing on the roads. But give me an update where you are. Those western suburbs, they seem to be the tundra.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.